Welcome to the Boss Up Babe radio show, helping babes show up, boss up, and thrive. With number one best-selling author, global influencer, and ultimate boss babe, Carissa Adkins. Carissa is a health and wellness expert and CEO of the 365 Daily Hustle. Carissa helps mompreneurs and career-focused women boss up and reclaim their healthiest life. She is a pro at cutting through the BS and creating massive breakthroughs that help women create healthy routines and habits that facilitate personal and professional growth. Are you ready to reclaim your best life, take action, and be a badass boss babe? Let's get to it.
What up, everyone? It's your favorite health and fitness coach and the ultimate boss up babe, Carissa Adkins. And you are listening to the Boss Up Babe radio show, where I am all about bringing you tangible tips, expert coaching advice, and of course, helping you boss up to the next level of success. So today is a bit different. Now, normally I do interviews with amazing women who are rocking it in the business world and in their life and in their health. But today I want to talk to you for a moment about something that I'm currently working towards that could impact thousands of people, women specifically, and of course, young teenage girls. So today I want to talk to you about the power of thinking big, the power of playing big and really putting yourself out there. But thinking big and playing big and putting yourself out there is scary. It takes a crap ton of courage. And I have learned over the years, right, 11 years specifically, that it takes courage and it takes moments of uncertainty and it takes stepping out, you know, out of your comfort zone and step into kind of some scary deep waters here. So I have made it a point to always boss up. In fact, that's how I make most of my decisions in my life and in my business. If my gut and my heart's like, oh, this feels a little scary, that's typically the sign that says, Carissa, you need to dive in. I wasn't always like a boss up thinker though. And I literally just got done being on a speaker on a panel and we talked about, you know, we talked about the efforts of playing big. And I said, you know, boss up is really, it's become a shift. It's become an identity for me. And it's really, really cool to be able to be, you know, like in a moment that I've been like, say I'm being challenged with, and I'm like, what would a boss babe do, right? What would a future Mrs. Health and Fitness 21 do? So I am faced with so many difficult decisions, and they seem scary. Yes, they seem uncomfortable. And I'm like, oh, right, the growing pains. But I've always learned to just trust in myself and boss up. And that has led me to so many amazing life experiences, business experiences, like you name it. I feel like I have gone through it and I have overcome a lot of these challenges. So I want to take a moment to introduce myself and tell you a little bit more about my transformation and my journey to greatness. My name is Carissa Adkins, and I am a mother of two amazing kids, my son who is 20, my daughter who is 14, and of course, I have three fur babies that I help take care of. I am a wife most recently. I just got married on the beaches of Corpus Christi, and I said yes to my best friend, a man who motivates me and challenges me, inspires me to be the best version of me. I am a fitness junkie. I am a certified life, health, and fitness coach, a personal trainer, a global speaker, a two-time best-selling Amazon author, one which is also an international book. Oh, so many amazing things. But I think the biggest title that I love rocking is that women are calling me their badass champion for women's health, right? I am just this coach who's doing her thing, who's loving life. And my clients are literally sending in messages like, you are my champion. You are my Wonder Woman. Thank you for inspiring me. And y'all, oh my gosh, that feels so good to hear, knowing that my struggles and my challenges that I've overcome and that I've faced and that I have bossed up are helping other women do the same thing. So a little bit about my story, and I'm not focusing mainly on that. If you're interested in hearing the full-blown story, you can go check out episode one. It's called From Blah to Badass. And I just tell you everything that I have physically gone through when it comes to losing close to 100 pounds. But 11 years ago, right, I was obese. I was unhappy with my body. I was depressed. I was ashamed that I was letting myself go, right? I felt guilty every time I would eat good foods and bad foods. My mindset was filled with negative thoughts about my body, about food, about exercise, about everything, right? I always was playing the victim role. And that was the star of the show in my life, was Carissa, the victim. And that is where I lived for so, so many years. In fact, most of my 20s, I was in this place of suckiness. I had my daughter when I was 20. I had my son when I was 15. But really 21, 22, 23, when most women are out like living their best lives or in college, right? I'm hustling. I'm being a wife. I am taking care of kiddos. And I was losing track of me. I was putting myself on the back burner. And then it became so much, and I became so overwhelmed with where I was. I felt stuck. I felt stuck. And if that's you, I want to promise you that yes, you can change, you can boss up. And hopefully just my story today will inspire you to do that. But the mission that I'm on over the next 6 weeks is much bigger and will impact thousands. So 11 years ago, I mentioned I was at my heaviest. I hated my body, right? My mindset was crap. It was affecting, right? My relationships, my sex life, like everything. If you can imagine, like zero self-confidence, zero self-worth, that plays a huge role in everything, right? It keeps you playing small. Until one day, I was sitting in the doctor's office when I got some hard to hear truth. Like slap across the face truth, right? So I was sitting in the doctor's office and my daughter was playing and we were actually at a doctor's appointment for her. It wasn't even for me, y'all. And the doctor looks at me and she says, Carissa, you're 5 foot tall. You're 213 pounds. If you don't change your lifestyle today, you might not be around for that little girl when she's getting married or when she's graduating high school. And my jaw dropped. And at first I was mad and I was sad and I was embarrassed. I mean, I knew I hated my body, but for someone to call me out like that, I was furious. I grabbed my daughter, I packed the diaper bag and we were out of there like in a flash. Like I was just, the tears were rolling as I was going down the steps, right? That was a moment that sparked something, but it wasn't the true aha. The real aha life moment came the very next day. So there I am sitting on the couch, drinking a cup of coffee, again, feeling kind of like, how dare this doctor? And I look over at a picture of my mom. I had been sitting there for the 2 years that I was stationed in that house. We were in Germany at the time. And I looked over at a picture of my best friend, my mom, right? The business partner that I once worked with prior to us being stationed there. And for the first time in my entire life, I saw just how heavy she was. For the first time in my entire life, I imagined myself as if I was her 15, 20 years later. Cancer, diabetes, low energy, lack of sleep, stressed out to the max. I mean, I love my mom. Do not get me wrong. She taught me some of the greatest lessons. And even in her death, she taught me that I needed to focus in on myself. And y'all, in 2011, I bossed up and I decided to take ownership of my life. I decided to stop making excuses for why I couldn't lose the weight. And I decided to reclaim my best life. From that day on, I have been working on becoming the best version of me. And I know that if I can do it, you can do it, right? All this to say that changing my life took courage. It wasn't an easy thing for me to do. Waking up daily and going to the gym when I hadn't ran a mile since my high school days. And even that, I probably hated it. It took courage and it takes strength to change your life. But it has been the best decision that I have ever made, was putting me first. I had hard days, you better believe, that I faced. Nothing about losing close to 100 pounds is easy. I believe, though, that God gave me so many challenging life moments to face over the years because he knew that I was strong enough not just to face them and to overcome them, but to take that challenging time and to help other women get through their struggles. I believe that, right? I believe it from when I was being beaten as a teenager to my childhood, abuse. To every bit of struggle that I have faced and that I have went through, I believe that I needed to go through all of that. My divorce, starting a business, selling a business, leaving a corporate job, all of it, so that I could help women become the best versions of themselves. Let me tell you a little bit about the most recent Boss Up moment that took a lot of courage. And this is the journey that I'm on. Okay, so I am living it right now. I am back in the thick of it all. 12 weeks ago, something came up on my Facebook page and it said, this could be you on the cover of Muscle and Fitness Hers magazine. This could be you, right? And it planted the seed inside my head. And I was like, this could be me. Why can't it be me? Right? So really quickly, before I could talk myself out of it, I filled out an application. I put in a little bit about my story. I put in, my before and after picture from when I weighed 213 pounds to being in the best shape of my life. And y'all, I'm not talking about my six pack. I'm talking about mentally, physically, and emotionally. I am in the best shape of my life. And I bossed up and I filled that application out and I hit submit and I said, Lord, now it's in your hands, right? There is nothing else that I can do. I have put it out there. I have put myself out there. I put my story out there. 4 weeks ago, guess who got a text message on her phone, right? At 6 a.m. I woke up and normally I don't check it. And I'm making my, my pre-workout, get ready for the gym. And I'm waiting on my husband to get down so we can go to the gym. And I'm looking at my text and it says, congratulations, get ready to play big, girl, because you have made it into the competition. You are in and you are entered to be on the cover. You are entered to be the next Miss Health and Fitness 2021. Whoo! I ran back up those steps and I was like, hey, right? I mean, have y'all ever had that moment where you're just like, that was me like 4 weeks ago. I felt like a kid again. I ran back upstairs and I told him and he hugged me and he said, I love you, babe. And I've got your back and I'm going to support you no matter what happens. Right. So I'm on this journey. I'm competing to be on the cover of Muscle and Fitness Hers magazine and claim the title of Miss Health and Fitness 2021. But the cherry on top of the cake is that if I win, on top of the amazing cover photo shoot that like I could do anywhere and any part of the country, I also get to win $20,000. Now, who would have thought that a decision that I made 11 years ago would have led me to this moment in time? Who would have thought that a sad, depressed, and obese girl could have bossed up in her life and 11 years later have the opportunity to be featured on the cover of Muscle and Fitness Hers magazine and be recognized more for her efforts and, her dedication to living a healthy lifestyle and having a fit body? I want to remind you, if you are listening here today, that if you work hard and you stay focused and that you take care of yourself, your dreams do come true. Ladies, you really can have it all. A balanced life, a thriving business or a career, a healthy body, great relationships, kids who literally like look up to you, praise you. You can have it all. But it does start with taking care of yourself. It does start with investing in yourself. So what I, you know, like on, while I was on this journey, and I'm still on it, don't get me wrong, voting starts June 14th. And you better believe that if you're following me, I am going to be blasting you with Facebook stories and messages and, you know, fun videos and things like that. And I'm bringing you along this journey with me because it's not just about me. It's not. And that's a really cool thing. And I'm going to tell you a little bit about that in a little bit, that it isn't actually about me at all. It's not about the title. It's not about the cover, the photo shoot. It's not about what it could do for me. It's about what it's going to do for other people. Now, over the last 2 weeks, of course, we've been encouraged to fill out our profiles. We've been interviewed. We've been asked for, you know, to answer certain questions. And I thought it would be really cool to be able to, you know, just bring you along this journey with me and give you the answers to the questions that they asked me. So really quick, if you're tuning in for the very first time, catching the Boss at Babe radio show, I want to thank you. You can obviously, if you enjoy my energy and my love and my passion, you can share this, you know, this story, this podcast, this episode with your friends, your family. You can subscribe and you can make sure that you always get notified when I go live, because I go live every other week. It's amazing. So much fun. But you can always find me at 365dailyhustle.com. That's the best way to reach me. That's my website. You'll be able to hear my story, read my story. You'll be able to see the different coaching programs that I help women do and help them transform. You're going to see the different speaking opportunities that are available. So if you're looking for a speaker, hey, that's me, right? All right, y'all, 365dailyhustle.com is the place to find me. For you, in order for you to vote, just go out and friend request me, honestly, because it will be all over Facebook come June 14th. You will always be able to find the link. I'm also going to put the voting link in below in the show notes, so you will always have access to that link. So hopefully I can count on your vote on Monday. But let's get to it, because I'm so excited to tell you more about you know, the questions that they asked. So question number one was, what would you recommend to others who want to be fit and healthy? Ooh, you know, I love this question. So my biggest recommendation, if that's you and you're like, yes, I need to get fit and I need to get healthy. My life is spiraling out of control. If any part of my story resonates with you, this question is for you. So my biggest recommendation would be to create a life full of healthy habits, routines, and rituals that support a strong mindset, a healthy body, and a thriving life. Over the years, I have built some incredible habits. Habits like meal prepping, eating intuitively, exercising daily, getting enough sleep, relaxing, not working so much. Carving out time on the calendar for self-care, all of these habits have been game changers for me. These habits not only led me to my 90-pound weight loss, but they also have led me to finding my true passion and purpose. You see, I wasn't always a coach, but in 2017, my life changed. In 2018, I decided to start my coaching business, and I took on clients part-time while working, you know, I had a huge love for my corporate job. It was marketing and HR, helping people, right? I loved that job, but it wasn't fulfilling anymore. After 6 years of building someone else's business, it was really hard, right? So, you know, I decided in 2019, I bossed up and I took the leap of faith, and, you know, I said, I'm out of here. Right? I've got to pursue my passion as a coach, and I've got to pursue the what's inside of me, because God put that there. I have to pursue that. I am dying if I don't. So in the last 2 years, I have become a total boss babe, like nobody's business, right? I've written 2 best-selling books, Women Who Boss Up and Expert Profiles. If you want more information, you can check that out on my website. Most recently, I was just nominated. Well, I was just named, not even nominated, named to be a top life coach of 2021 to look out for. But all of my success and all of these shifts that have had to happen started with a moment of courage 11 years ago. So the next question that they asked me was, how does fitness positively influence my life? Well, the gym literally saved my life. Back in the day, you heard, right, that, you know, I was 213 pounds and the only movement I got was literally to walk from the couch outside to smoke a cigarette or walk my son to the bus stop or walk to the park to sit down and watch my son play. That is no longer my life today, right? Being physically fit, mentally, physically, emotionally, financially, spiritually fit, right? Whole mind, body wellness allows me to up level in all areas of my life. Every single thing is touched in my life, my clients, my people, my tribe, my husband, my kids, my business, everything is touched when I am the best version of me. And being physically, you know, fit helps me for sure. The last question that I want to touch on is the big question. It's, if I become the next Miss Health and Fitness, what would I do with the 20K? Now, maybe some of the competitors thought, I'm going to put this towards, you know, helping me get my pro card and helping me advance, you know, advance my training and all those kinds of things. Because there's a lot of fitness athletes, right? There are a lot of competitors out there that do this for a living, that bodybuild, that work on their physique 5 or 6 hours a day. There's a lot of those types of women and power to them, right? I look up to them. That's dedication. But I'm doing it for a different reason. And if I win that $20,000, immediately I thought I have to give back, because over the years, people pouring into me is what allowed me to boss up. And so, of course, it's without a doubt, I am giving money back. So I'm going to do a couple of things with that money. I'm going to donate a portion of that money to a nonprofit that is so near and dear to my heart. It's called Fit Girl Inc. And the mission of Fit Girl Inc. is to empower young girls so that they develop and mature by demonstrating positive lifestyle choices, physically, mentally, relationship-likely, right? Nutritionally. I would also invest into, of course, my business. I want to help one lucky woman. Like, I want to gift her my program of health, someone who needs it. So there's obviously more to come on that. But I want to win this because I want every woman who goes out and buys this magazine to open up the article and read my story and think, damn, she's a real woman. She's a real woman supporting her family. She's a woman who knows the struggles of being overweight. She's a woman who didn't just get to like a healthy weight, but then bossed back up and decided to get strong and lean and to help other people. I want my story to inspire thousands. I want that money to help Fit Girl Inc., you know, provide the resources and the mentorship for these young females who don't believe in themselves. Why do I love Fit Girl so much? Because there are a lot of nonprofits that I give my time to, I speak to. But Fit Girl specifically, right? 3 years ago, I met the owner, right? Sherry Dickmeyer. She's the owner. And I reached out to her on LinkedIn and I said, girl, I love your message. How can I get involved? How can I get involved? And she's like, oh, well, we're always looking for volunteers and mentors and camp counselors and speakers and blah, 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 blah. And I was still in my marketing career at this time. I was still marketing the director and HR coordinator for a local body shop. So it was honestly, it was my job to get involved with, you know, nonprofits, to sit on boards, to network, to connect, to build the business, to take care of the employees, as you know, the mindsets of the employees. And that was my job. And I was like, well, count me in. Whatever I got to do, I want to help you. I love your mission. And from then on, she took me on board, right? And the very first event I spoke to was a vision planning, goal setting event for girls anywhere from 8 years old all the way up to 16, plus their mamas. I got to come in and bring my daughter along with me, and I got to share with them my story. And then I got to walk them through a goal setting class. The second time I got involved was I got to speak in front of teens about confidence and what real confidence is. It's not some Instagram filter and that makes you feel good. It's not likes on your Instagram feeds or Snapchats. It's building confidence from within. And then we got to, of course, go and rock climb, because why not? And that was my first time ever rock climbing, so I had so much fun. I was also, probably my favorite moment was when I was a camp counselor, right, for one of her camping retreats. I got to bring my daughter along on that retreat, and it was so amazing. I got to help these girls, you know, meditate for their first time. I got to lead hikes. I got to let them get dirty in the water. I let them be with nature, and I freaking loved that environment. So why do I want to win so badly? It's not about me. It's about the girls. It's about the women who struggle with their weight and body image and self-love. It's about the lives that my story could impact. So how can you support me and be a part of my journey when I'm on it? Vote daily for me. You can vote every day starting Monday. You can vote once a week. You can, you know, I have to make it through 6 different rounds of voting. So I'm going to need your help. You can share today's podcast on your social media channels. You can follow me on Facebook, where I will be posting weekly and daily about this competition. Y'all, if you're listening to today's show and you're in this place of struggle, I want to encourage you to boss up and reach out to me. If you're in this place that you struggle with food and nutrition and exercise and motivation and energy and willpower, I'm here to tell you that there is a life that is waiting for you. You are meant to be seen in this world, and I just want to help you, coach. I want to bring that out in you. I want to help you get healthy. Me and my team of health experts, we help women lose weight. We help them double their energy. We help them look toned and lean. More importantly, we help them gain their life back. Right? They feel confident and sexy in their bodies, and then every part of their lives gets upgraded. Ladies, boss babes, queens and mamas, I hope that you enjoyed today's Boss Up Babe story. I hope that you enjoyed my tips and my advice and my answers to my questions. If you missed any part of today's episode, you can head on over to the 365 Daily Hustle website. You can stream this episode on your favorite listening platform, iTunes, Spotify, Google, like they're all over. Y'all, if you are catching this at the very end, I encourage you to go back and listen to it, because somebody in your life, if it isn't you, needs to hear it. Thank you so much for listening to today's Boss Up Babe episode number 8. I look forward to counting on your vote starting Monday. Bye for now, guys.
Thank you for listening to the Boss Up Babe Radio Show with Carissa Adkins, bringing you tangible tips and expert coaching advice to help you boss up and get healthy. Tune in every second and fourth Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com for interviews with industry leaders and powerhouse boss babes that will empower you to take action and live your best life. If you're ready to boss up and work with Carissa in one of her transformative group coaching programs, visit 365dailyhustle.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.